Still facing Grassley's FBI referral, Avenatti arrested on domestic violence charge. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, November, 15, 2018. Porn lawyer Michael Avenatti just found out what's like to be accused of a crime with no real way to defend one's reputation in the middle of a media barrage of stories about it. Police arrested Avenatti, who represented porn queen Stormy Daniels in her silly defamation lawsuit against the president, on a charge of felony domestic violence, multiple media reports say. Although celebrity tabloid website TMZ reported that his estranged second wife was the victim, she subsequently denied the report. Avenatti, whose calls himself a champion for put-upon women, also denied the charge. But whether he's cleared in this one, he faces another serious problem. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley has asked the FBI to probe Avenatti's false gang rape claims about U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Did Avenatti clobber a woman? The Los Angeles Police Department collared Michael Avenatti yesterday at about 2 p.m. At 4 p.m. the department, widely known as a spit and polish, squeaky clean agency thanks to Hollywood, tweeted that the city's gendarmes had collared Avenatti on suspicion of domestic violence. About an hour later, the department said Avenatti's bail was set at $50,000, which the porn lawyer posted to get out of the clink. Last night the porn lawyer tweeted his own statement of innocence. "I want to be clear," the plaintiff tweet began. Quote, "I did not commit domestic violence nor have I ever committed domestic violence. I did not strike any woman nor have I ever. I did not strike my ex-wife in the face nor did I hit anyone else in the face. I am a decent man and I look forward to being exonerated." He also tweeted a statement from his first and second wives that said he never hit them and has always been a good father. First wife Christine defended her former spouse with all caps. Noting that she's known him for 26 years and was married to him for 13, she said he has always been a kind, loving father to our two daughters and husband to me. He has never been abusive to me or anyone else. The porn lawyer, she tweeted, is a good man. Wife number two called the charges insanity because he wouldn't hit anybody. Especially a woman. Another reason? He's got two daughters. Kavanaugh has two daughters as well, but that didn't stop Avenatti from claiming the federal judge was a gang rapist. Lied to committee. But domestic violence charges aren't the only legal challenge the porn lawyer and putative presidential candidate in 2020 faces. In late October, Grassley sent the FBI two referrals seeking an investigation of Avenatti and his client Julie Swetnick for the materially false statements they made to the committee during the course of the committee's investigation of false rape charges against Kavanaugh. Avenatti and Swetnick claimed that Kavanaugh drugged and gang-raped girls in high school. They spun an elaborate tale of what amounted to a major sex trafficking operation that operated nearly every weekend during the school year between 1981 and 1983 when Kavanaugh was in high school. Swetnick retreated from the ridiculous claim in an interview with NBC. That prompted the first referral from Grassley. The second referral centers on the claims of an anonymous woman who, Avenatti said, also witnessed Kavanaugh's crimes. But that woman admitted she never saw any such thing. Carlson Country Club fight. Unsurprisingly, Avenatti is also involved in the recent dust-up between Fox talker Tucker Carlson and a homosexual Latino immigrant at a country club in Maryland. The immigrant, Carlson says, called his daughter vile names when he found out who her father is. Carlson's son defended his sister by throwing a glass of wine in the man's face. Carlson confronted but did not attack. In keeping with this reputation for representing clients with erotopathic desires, Avenatti represents the man, who denies calling Carlson's daughter names. As a father of two teenage daughters myself, the porn lawyer tweeted, I find it disgraceful that Tucker seeks to justify his behavior by falsely hiding behind his family. Hashtag coward, whether Avenatti, the father of two teenage daughters, frowns upon women taking up the porn trade, or falsely accusing another father of two daughters of gang rape, is apparently open to question. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.